I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say. And I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm real serious.
I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Guess what they said every Monday and Friday here on the Bart Winkler Show on L Infinity Sports Network. I don't know how to say it in Spanish, so I just threw the word L in front of it, and now you believe me. Guess What They Said is the game that's sweeping the nation. One stereo at a time. I will set up clips for Bart. You will guess what they said. And then he will be fairly graded on the accuracy of those translations. And let's start here, Bart, with Mike Tomlin, head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He provides an Aaron Rodgers update because we are all subjected to Aaron Rodgers watch for the entire summer. It's 24 seconds long. Guess what Mike Tomlin had to say about Aaron Rodgers.
Red Deportiva Infinita.
That's how you say it. Okay. If you're like, who is that voice? That's my wife. I'm just kidding. What did Mike Tomlin have to say about Aaron Rodgers?
Sí, señor. Mm. That's actual Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah, he came here. We had a good meeting. We talked a lot about football. Talked a lot about just get to know each other as men. You know, we don't need a decision right now. We're just we respect each other. It's up to Aaron what Aaron wants to do. We're here. We just want to have a conversation. Sometimes it's nice just to cut through and have a conversation. And that's what we did. We respect Aaron. Aaron.
Do you think Mike Tomlin sounds like that?
Yeah, I kind of do. I don't think that was that bad.
All right, here's what he actually said and sounded like.
He's a free agent. As you guys know, he came to visit last Friday. We had a really productive day. He's been in this thing a long time. I've been in this thing a long time. But there's no substitute for, you know, intimacy and spending time together and getting to know one another in a non-competitive environment. And so that was really good. But I don't have any new updates in terms of where the process is. We'll see where it leads us.
Bart.
I think I got it. I don't really know. I haven't played this game in a week. And I'm not in a fiery mood. So if you don't give it to me, I guess that will just motivate me to try harder on the next one.
All right, because I'm gonna do something that I haven't done in a long time. It actually might be the only second time that I do this. I'm gonna give you half a point. I hope that registered clearly. Let's just in case. Play half a bell.
What? If I get half a bell, I should get that. Don't you round up?
Well, no, because it's actually 0.499999. So if I round it up, it'd be 50. So it is exactly half a point. So I have the official grade.
But we just did all these over unders, and the half gets it. I can't win on a half. Now I still need three more right.
You need to get three out of four, or maybe there'll be some more fractional points. Who knows?
Oh my God!
It's very possible this could be a very analytical. Guess what they said?
I would think we got to veto fractional points.
I'm sorry. Once the game has commenced, we have to play with the rules that are already set up for that particular
segment.
All
right. House rules.
At least for the next 5 minutes. All right. Here's head coach for the Jets, the Nye Jets, that is, Aaron Glenn. And he talks about his Jets flying under the radar. Now, this is 18 seconds long. I want you to guess what he said about his team and the, I guess, lack of media buzz around them? Question mark. I am Ron Burgundy.
It's not by accident. That's what we want. We want to make sure that we keep things in house. We got a team here. We're trying to, you know, do the best of our abilities, and we got things we're trying to work on. And it doesn't. Not everything needs to be public, and we'll let you know when we need you to know. I don't know.
I want to move in silence, man, and listen, just go about our business to go win some games. Because you don't win in the offseason anyway. You know, I mean, I know everybody has these grades on free agency grades. They have grades on draft grades. And when you go back and look at them, they don't really mean crap. You know, so the only thing that makes a difference is what you do during the season.
Aaron Glenn's a little harder to figure out than for some of these football coaches. I mean, he's like almost too transparent, and I kind of like it.
See, now I am upset.
Good. Get fired up.
Because if I got a half a point on Tomlin, I should get a half a point on Glenn.
Where did you think you got half a point of your correct answer?
Right in the beginning with operating in silence.
But you didn't say that.
But I said I say it's not by accident. We try to keep things close to the vest or something.
I'll take it under advisement. So right now you are a half point out of how many? We were two answers. So this fractional thing, you're right. We're gonna have to toss it out soon. Here is Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski. I want you to guess what he said about what he loves most about Shedeur Sanders. It's very presumptive of him to think that Cam Ward is going number one overall to Tennessee, but yeah, he thinks Cam Ward's going to Tennessee. So here's 29 seconds of Kevin Stefanski talking about Shedeur Sanders. Please guess appropriately.
Just the playmaking, his ability to keep a play going, you know, his athleticism. He's a determined guy. He's a good leader. He's somebody that, you know, can keep the play going and make plays and do it with his arms, legs if he has to. He's just a pure athlete. He's somebody that, you know, you'd love to have at that position. That's not 29 seconds, but we'll see if I get the gist.
He's an extremely talented football player. Again, getting to know the kid, you watch the tape, I think the important part as an evaluator is you want to talk to the player about plays and how he plays, and I think he sees the game really, really well, has been raised the right way. They've done an outstanding job bringing him along in terms of understanding football. But he's a very, very talented young man. But off the field is where I'm probably most impressed.
Now, I was inclined to give you the buzzer. So I'm going to give you a half a buzzer. So that gets you a grand total of 1 point out of three. So again, Bart had half a buzzer earlier. Half a bell. And now he gets half a buzzer. So if you add that up together, that's one full point. You're 1-3, which means you need the next two.
Okay, but can we be in agreement we're done with the halfies?
That's the reason I'm giving you half a buzzer. Now we can just get the hell over this. It's 1 point. It's
nice. I mean, like, ever again, no more halfies?
This will never happen again unless I want to do 0.375 and have a calculator next to me.
Okay.
So you need the next two in order to win. You're 1-3 somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Bills head coach Sean McDermott. I want you to guess what he said of why he's in favor of banning the tush push. This one is 24 seconds long.
Wow.
Guess what the Bills head coach Sean McDermott had to say.
So he's in favor of banning it, huh? That sounds like there's a few guys that are kind of looking around the room and being like, are you in favor? Are you in favor? More details on that for you shortly, as well as a Christmas Day 2025 update regarding the NFL. It's just a play that it's not a football play. It's not rooted in football. It's something that we can try to practice and we could try to execute. But, you know, at the end, it's not a football play. Football run, football pass. This is not something that
that we have, and it garners too much advantage to one side of the ball. And it's not something you want to see at the line of scrimmage.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Where I'm most concerned is, even safety. Though there's not significant data out there to this point, my biggest concern is the health and safety of the players. First and foremost, it's two things. It's force, added force, number one, and then the posture of the players. You know, being asked to execute that type of play. That's where my concern comes in.
You are so lucky you snuck in that safety the second he said his first word.
Oh, you're giving it to me?
I am. You should not have gotten it. But when you scream safety, and then he goes on to talk 23 seconds about safety, I'll give you the point.
Plus, do you know what that's like? That's like sometimes I'll think something's going to happen in a game, but then like I'll think like, oh, the Ravens are going to lose. But then they come out in like the all black uniforms and they're at home and I'm like, oh my God, they're going to win this game by 20. Like right when you see the uniform, the cadence in McDermott's voice is like, oh God, this is all safety, man. Same thing.
Again, tie goes to the runner. He just lived right underneath that tag there. All right, so somehow, with fractional points and all, you are 2-4. You need this one to win the game. So it all rests on the vocal cords of Jameis Winston.
Oh, no.
I want you to guess what he had to say and his reasoning for signing with the Nye Giants. This one is 18 seconds long. Good luck.
It's got to be something about getting those W's. Maybe he's even funny and says, no one else wanted me. It's New York City. It's the Big Apple. It's the city of winners. This is, I want to be a winner. We want to come and win Big Blue. We want to win. We want to dominate. A lot of history here. LT and Eli. You can be one of the greats. You can go down in one of these cities and just be, you know, a needle in a haystack, or you'd come to New York and be one of the greats. City that never sleeps.
The interest that brought me to New York was the fact that there was a quarterback room that they were looking to get better and making the difference in, and I saw that window opportunity open. But just the fact that the Big Apple is the biggest city in the world with the greatest fans in the world as well, to create some popularity, that didn't hurt.
I think I get that one.
Excuse me while I consult the oracles here, the secret council of judges. And Bart, out of an 18-second clip where I asked you to guess what Jameis Winston's reasoning for signing with the Nye Giants, you went with 18 seconds of New York. That is factually incorrect. He went exactly 9 seconds of talking about New York and 9 seconds talking about the build of the quarterback room.
No.
Therefore, the official ruling is
no.
No. 2.5 points are your total. You neither win nor lose. Guess what they said?
No.
And that's guess what they said.
Oh my God. Oh, man.
So we can do this one of two ways. We can close out the way I just did right there, or
you get nothing. You lose.
All right, but we're in agreement. Never again with the half points.
Absolutely not. But at this point, when you get half an answer right, and I could basically put it down to a fine science, he spent 9 seconds talking about the city out of an 18-second clip.
Yeah, but the fact that I knew he would do that is huge.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.